Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. I am your host, Mr. Justin Griffiths. Alongside with me tonight is the one and the only Mr. JJ Nunn. How you doing, Mr. JJ Nunn?
Red flag. Black. I'm dead here. I don't. Oh,
you're
really?
No. Barely.
Red flag, black flag. Here we go. Crash and burn. I'm doing just fine.
That's good to hear. How's work?
Just fine.
How's work? Come on.
I'm doing just fine. too much of that.
Also joining us tonight is the one and the only Mr. Gary Wyatt. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you blew that. He's the man on the mission.
That's right.
I'm the one and only.
Hey,
he's the man on the mission.
There's only one Michael. Thank God.
Look, he does this every week. I do it once in a blue moon.
Speaking of Justin,
here we go again.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's slow at work, so I mean,
it's slow.
I do ACs. Come on.
No heating, just AC.
Barely heating.
Okay.
It's not cold enough for heat yet. Nobody's turned on the heater. Needed assistance yet?
Oh bullshit! I have. It gets below 60. I'm grumpy as all hell.
Well, you and my mom are just fragile. You know, you guys are up there in age a little bit.
Damn New Yorkians for you.
Wow. Did you hear that?
You know we love you.
Yeah. Did you hear
up
that?
Up there in age is what I heard.
Yeah. So if you want to call in mom to cuss out your son, the phone number is 702-485-4699. Anybody want to call in? Give us a ring. We're flying by the seat of our pants tonight. Our illustrious leader is not here. Where is the little guy again?
Had a family emergency.
Oh, I hope that all works out.
Yes.
Okay. So, well,
I didn't talk much to him. He didn't want to talk much about it.
Right.
So
okay. Hey. Shit happens.
Not here.
I hope it works out. Yeah, it's obvious. The little guy is definitely
even.
We
got him a bigger chair so he could see over the counter.
Well,
and he won't be here next week either.
Okay,
that's
all right.
Is that the
that's
right?
A nice, yeah,
yeah. That's
the
21st.
I'll have to write a better opening.
21st. There you go. You're hired, Justin.
But. While we're on the 21st, we have Mark Allison coming in.
Oh, Mr. Mark.
We'll have Mark open the show.
Mark Allison, our superhero.
Yes, our superhero Mark Allison. And along with Mark Allison
is
Thane Alderman.
The world famous Thane
That's
Alderman.
Right. And this is going to be a comedy show / racing show.
Okay. Well,
so you need to tune in for that show next week.
Yeah, definitely. Anybody who doesn't know Mark Allison, he completed his first year.
Yes.
In the Lucas Oil Modifieds. Driver of the 115. Beautiful car. I guess we'll talk about that. And
yeah.
I don't know. Did they dropped the Rocky Mountain series, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
So he's driving,
been,
you know,
helping her here and there,
working on cars and advising and
using his experience.
His world famous experience. So we'll have the world famous Thane Alderman and our one and only superhero Mark Allison in next.
Yes.
I can't wait for the stories.
Oh,
those guys are old.
Well, them guys are full of stories.
Full of stories or full of shit?
A little bit of both.
I think it's a lot of both.
A lot of both.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, that's a good thing. That's what, today's 15th? That's next Tuesday.
Yes, a week from today.
And we have Thanksgiving on
Thursday,
24th.
Yes. And we were supposed to have someone in today, and they never got back to me. So we we just got to keep rolling with our show.
All.
Hey,
that's all. Bring them on the 28th.
Mystery
guest.
That's
we'll
right.
just call him, him or her.
Mystery guest.
Guest X.
That's right. And then you'll have to go to the banquet to get revealed.
You'll have to tune in to find out. We won't introduce him. How about that?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. We'll just talk.
We won't introduce him and
see how many people figure it out.
And they can call in. Maybe they can win something. Maybe we'll give away Michael. And they can win Michael.
But he needs a higher chair so he can see over the table.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll have Racer X on the 28th.
No, not Racer X.
Not Racer
Guest X.
Guest X. We'll have Guest X. I stand correct.
Gas X. One of the
Gas X. Got plenty of Gas X around here. Yeah. Okay. 28th. Guest 20? X. And we won't introduce them. And whoever calls in.
And guess who it is? They get Mike.
They get Mike for a day.
That's right.
24 hours.
I'll make sure I don't know who it is. If I know who it is, I'll make sure I don't call.
Or
everybody just got dumb.
Yeah. We'll give him Mike.
That?
Yeah.
How about that? You know?
And I don't care if Mike agrees to it or not. He'll still go.
That's really not a prize.
That's more of a punishment.
Well, then again, some people might think he is a prize.
Here we go.
That's all. Well, Michael's not here. You know, when you're not here, okay, when you're one of us, you get beat up.
That's right.
Okay.
You get the whole show.
Yeah. I'm not even part. I'm not actually technically one of you guys, but when I'm not here, I get beat up. And when I am here, I get beat up. So, I mean.
You've caught on.
I guess I get screwed either way.
That's it. Yeah, it's turkey time coming.
That's right.
Yeah. We got a week and how many days? Till turkey week in 3 days, 10 days till turkey day.
You're gonna have that turkey ready, Gary?
2 days, 2 days. Oh yeah, hell yeah.
A week in 2 days. He's cooking what?
Two turkeys.
You're not frying one this year.
Nope. I'm smoking one in the smoker, and I'm barbecuing one on the barbecue.
Barbecuing another one. How the hell do you barbecue a turkey?
In case nobody knows, I like to barbecue. So
how the hell do you cut it up?
Nope. I put it in a pan.
With beer?
I cook it.
With
I stick it out there and let it boil away.
And you get the turkey drunk.
Yep. At about 6 or 7 hours later.
How much beer do you give the turkey?
Oh, 2 32-ounce cans.
Two tall boys.
Two tall boys. There you go.
From underneath the seat of the car. Yeah. On the truck.
That's been there for a week, for a year and a half. That's perfect.
Okay. I'll be going out to get a couple. That's all. I'm going out to get cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's all.
I had a comment, but I'm going to keep that comment to myself.
Doing two, hoping somewhere around 18, 19 pounders.
And there's some healthy birds. There you go.
They were fed well.
Oh, you're raising them? Are they in the backyard?
Well, at that weight, no.
Do I get the axe out?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Justin, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I will be here.
In studio.
I'll be here. I'll be with Mr. Wyatt over here. Eating his fat birds.
That's it?
Well, yeah. I hope to be playing some football in the morning. Usually we have a family football game, but the last couple of years that's kind of fell through since I broke my finger, but we're good.
Nobody can play football because Justin broke his finger. Okay.
What are you doing?
Little Justin got hurt, so.
What are your plans for Thanksgiving, JJ?
I'll be spending my turkey day with the Outlaws. Yep. What the hell was that? I don't know what was that.
That wasn't a planned noise.
That was perfect timing to.
Well, this thing's going crazy. I don't know what's going on with it.
I plan on spending the day with my daughter's husband's family.
Well, that's always fun.
Yeah.
Have you met them before?
Yes.
So I guess I got to find a new cornhole partner.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
You can use my mom. I mean, I'll have my
back to what I said. I need to find a new cornhole partner.
If you have a handicap, I'll get a handicap. I'll use Aaron. See, I know she's not listening.
You mean Aaron's going to have a handicap with you?
Look, we're talking physically handicapped, not mentally handicapped.
Okay. You said it. I didn't.
So, did anybody go out to the Dueling Desert this week?
No.
Didn't make it.
You didn't go at all?
No.
Damn.
No.
I had to work late on Friday, which I planned to go out on Friday. And then I went to, on Saturday, I went to Mr. Alex Williams' wedding.
Oh, congratulations.
And?
To then, Alex and Brandon.
Yes. And then I went to the reception in Pahrump. Hello? Am I talking to myself?
We are being threatened via text message from somebody that we are talking crap to. She said there will be ass kickings all around. So
why all around? We didn't do nothing.
That's right. Maybe he said
he needed a new cornhole partner after I mentioned my mother. So
okay.
You're guilty by association. How many times have you heard that around here?
you're not kidding. That's for sure.
I was told as soon as I came around.
I'm segregated by choice, but condemned by association. That's all there is to it.
Isn't that the truth?
I haven't said one bad word about Princess Susan. Have I? Right?
You saw that text message. She's interrupting my hockey game. I'm watching.
Well, Dueling Desert, Mr. Phillips won for a fourth time.
Yes, he did. Terry Phillips.
The video I watched, he was flying. Every groove on that track, he was flying.
He worked it and worked it and worked it until he come out front.
Yes.
That's it. That's part of dirt racing. Up, down, sideways. If you need to get around traffic, you've got to find another way on dirt track. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
And he loves the slick tracks. So,
from what Chet did, what Chet said in the interview, there was some lap traffic got in his way, and he made light work of them. So,
yeah. Well, a four-time winner. He won in 2010, 2011, 2014, and now 2017. So, congratulations to him. I wonder if something like that, $7,777.77, pays for the cost. Do you think it does?
I think.
I mean, for 4 days, hotel.
Yeah, no.
I think that's just
a helper.
Everybody started coming in on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday racing.
I think they were checking in on Wednesday. They probably were coming in on Tuesday.
Yeah. When I was out there on Tuesday, I had a job out there. And when I was out there Tuesday, there was a line just pulling in, so.
Yeah, Wednesday I was headed south on 95 to Boulder City, and I had watched two trailers come on in, you know. So it was a big day.
Well, they had the drag racers leaving, and they all used the same pits.
Yeah.
The drag pits are the same dirt track pits.
They adjoin a little bit.
They were leaving as they were coming. So.
And then I understand on Saturday they had the air show, so they were all gridlocked out there everywhere.
They said Las Vegas Boulevard was a complete madhouse coming and going. So,
and you wonder why I didn't go.
Well, if you come in the 15 to Hollywood, it's not that bad. If you come in by the truck stop, because the air show picks up on the south side of the NASCAR track, the Super Speedway.
Well, we got a couple people to talk about here. Just want to give mention the IMSA Modified Young Guns 10-lap race. Vinny Raiucci finished 14th.
Good job to him.
And Matthew Belcher out of Perrum finished 15th. So congratulations to those guys. They made the show. I think that's about it. Last year's winner, Jeremy Payne from Buckeye, Arizona, he finished up 24th. He didn't have a good run. But congratulations to those two locals. And they just have Vinny Raiucci. I would believe they're talking Junior.
It was Junior.
It was Junior out there. He began the beginning of the season. He got away from the bull ring and decided to go dirt racing. And had even done some testing down in Texas.
And he won the mod race 2 weeks ago or a week ago
in Perrum.
Yep.
So fine-tuning that car, I don't know, big changes from a quarter mile to a half mile, I would guess. But congratulations also to Matthew Belcher. I thought he was a little bit older than that. I didn't think he was a young gun, but no. I guess, whatchamacallit, I don't know what the age limit is on that or the rules, but congratulations to them. And again, congratulations to Terry Phillips for his fourth win in Springfield, Missouri out there. So hopefully we'll have Chet in sometime.
And speaking of Chet, he done his 10th year at the Duel of the Desert.
It was the 20th annual, so yeah. He's done 10 years straight.
Yep. I don't think they were straight. I don't think
he
they were straight.
Break.
I think he missed last year or the year before.
I was saying he was there. I think he was there last year. It might have been 3 years ago because I went to
the
last
year. He missed one. I remember him missing one because of his schedule.
Oh, yeah. The Northern Sport Mods 25-lap main. Austin Kiefer ran. Finished up 22nd. Austin Kiefer, son of
Levi
Kiefer,
yep.
Out of Perrum, Nevada. So congratulations to him also.
That Matthew Belcher you were just talking about.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah.
He's battling Alex Williams for the Superstock Championship in Perrum.
In Perrum right
yep.
now.
Yep.
How close are they?
19 points.
Ooh.
They're going into one more race.
This is the last race next Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, 19 points. That's a lot to make up in one race.
Yep. So,
but it was, 2 weeks ago you were telling us Alex had some misfortune with
the
right front just sheared right off.
Yep.
Did he figure out what it was?
He fixed it and ran this past last weekend. Not this past weekend.
How did he make out?
Second, I believe.
To Matt or?
No. I don't know who won.
Well,
I believe Flores won.
Yes,
yeah,
you're exactly right. Flores.
Rafael Flores.
Hopefully he can make up 19 points. And it's going to be tough. Because they don't they run the IMSA point system down there?
Yes. Talking to Alex, he just has to start. And
Matt does.
No. Alex has to start. And he'll keep the win.
Oh, really? Alex is leading.
Yes, Alex is leading.
Yeah, the way you just made that sound was Belcher was leading.
No,
yeah.
Belcher
is
second to Alex.
Okay.
Battling with
right.
Alex.
That's corrected because you said Matt was...
Williams is winning.
Excellent.
19
Good.
Points behind... Or 19 points ahead of Belcher.
Because you got to be looking at 20 cars to make that up. If I'm not mistaken, 10 cars to make, according to that point system. You got to have 10 cars start. If 20 start, Alex got to get on a bicycle and stay approximately 18 positions ahead of Pat or 18 positions behind.
Yes.
And he would still maintain.
Yes, the lead. Yep.
So, well. Hopefully he'll take that green flag and lock it up next week.
Did you guys see Jim Wolfenstein won the best appearing car during the duel?
Oh,
the
no,
12
I didn't
car.
See that.
Yeah, he ended up, I seen a picture collage of like the top 12 best looking cars. in the blue and white, number 12 won, which is Jim Wolfenstein.
Oh, well, I didn't see
what they paid for that.
I couldn't tell you on that one.
Oh, you're fired.
I'm not Michael. I'm sorry. I don't have a whole.
You opened the show. Leave.
I'm here because the door was open.
I told you we had
the wind blows all kinds of stuff in the door. Trust me.
Well, this weekend at the Bull Ring, you guys aware what's going on out there?
Yes, the championship.
Lucas Oil have a non-points night, and then the SRL cars run.
It's the 2017 season close of the Bullring West Coast Short Track Championships. And they're going to run the modifieds in two separate segments out there. They're going to do two 50-lap segments.
For the modifieds?
Yeah.
Wow.
In between that, they're going to throw the junior late models out there. And if you want to catch that action, now the gates open earlier than normal. They're opening up at 2 o'clock, and racing will kick off at 5. But there's going to be a couple of heat races with USAC HPD midgets. Okay. And you'll also have the junior late models. But the main show out there is a 125-lap Spears Southwest Tour Series race. So, and do we have somebody that we know that's definitely entering in that? Has that been confirmed?
On her Facebook, Kaylee Barker.
Okay.
Has said she's going to be running that.
She's secured a ride?
Yep.
Okay. Our very one and only Miss Kaylee Barker. Also, the modifieds are going to run a 50-lap stretch, and then after the 50 laps, they're going to send out the junior late models for a 40-lap late model race, and that's the one that RJ Smotherman will be in. So, if those who don't know RJ, it's a big jump. RJ was last year's Bandolero Bandit champion, and now he's been running in Madeira.
Yep. Moved up to
a full-size car.
Yep.
So I don't know what number he's running out there. If he has, I would believe it's a 24.
In the juniors, he's the 24.
Because I know he's run that. You know.
Hey, I want to back up here a minute.
Okay.
The spectator gates, you had said, they open earlier than normal.
Yeah.
The spectator gates open at 2 p.m.
2 p.m., right.
And then
yep.
Qualifying starts at 2:30.
Right.
So.
That's whatchamacallit. The main events will kick off at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
But you want to get out there at 2 o'clock, grab a seat early. The Spears Southwest Tour event, that'll pay $10,000 to win that race. And the Lucas Oil Modifieds.
And they wrap up their series here, right?
Yeah.
That Spears
that's it. They're done. They just ran 2 weeks ago down in Havasu.
Yep.
Their final points race.
The one and only Billy Mitchell will be in that.
Oh,
and
yes.
In the Spears race or the Lucas Oil Modified?
The SRL.
SRL.
Okay. Very good. Getting there early, you'll be able to catch a 40-lap Lucas Oil Modifieds B feature and 2 8-lap USAC HPD Midget heat races before the opening ceremonies at 5 p.m. And a 30-lap USAC HPD Midget race also will be a part of the night's lineup. So, if you got nothing going on, there's $2 hot dogs out there and Coke and $3 Budweiser beers. If you don't want to head out the Bullring and you want to catch the last race, I mean, from February to November, what is it, 22 races they have down there again in Pahrump?
Yes.
Aye, aye, aye. Long season down in Prump. I guess Broadhead family is looking to take a rest for November, December. Well, not even November.
December, January.
Because they start up again this like the second week of February. Prump has a full schedule. What do we have? Ghosts? What the hell is going on in here? What's in our?
I don't know what that was.
I have no clue.
Well, if you heard that, people, it's I don't know. Is it a full moon? I don't know. Are your kids crying?
Oh, I know where that is.
Get out the duct tape.
That's right.
Get out the duct tape. But if you're interested, you can head down to Prump. Their racing starts at 3. Gates open at Gates open at 2.
Yeah, yes. The right. Pit gates open at noon.
At noon.
The spectator gates open at 2, and racing starts at 3.
At 3.
Yep.
And that's championship night for all the divisions.
Yes.
Down there. That's
everybody.
And it's only a short time away. So hour and a half drive down there. If you don't want to watch pavement and you want to taste the dirt, head on down.
Literally, a taste of dirt.
A taste of dirt. I don't know. Those tracks must be a little bit mushy. The sun's not out drying them up. That's for sure. I know we've had some sun, but boy, if the clouds roll in down there, it stays. You said last race they had down there, it was a muck fest.
Oh, yeah.
It never dried out. Yeah.
Nope.
But that was one fast track at the end of the night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Good track at the end of the night.
All right. So, Bullring or dirt, your choice. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be back after these messages.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
This is Chet Christner with Speed Shift TV, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump. The place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupe, and more. There's something for everybody, including the bomber. You can find out more at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at OnWheelsNow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart. Who? Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we're back to On Wheels Now. Oh,
not a whole lot of racing going on the last week other than the duel in the desert, but we got a race coming up, and I know Gary Wyatt's ready to race that race in the number 65 Bomber out in Pahrump, Nevada. Is the car ready, Gary?
Yes, it is.
You ready? Are you ready? I mean, I know you're...
No, I'm not.
I know you're excited about the turkey the next week,
yes.
But you got to race first.
Yes. No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Who's got the championship down there? Let me ask who's leading?
Steve
Dinnerstein.
Yes.
Really? Number 74?
Yes. He has it locked up.
Good number. Nobody can touch him, huh?
No. Not even close.
Who's in second? Michael Lane?
Michael Lane. Yes, he is. I was getting there, but yes, Michael Lane is.
Okay.
And Arlie is in fourth.
Arlie's in fourth.
Yes.
I take it you're in third. If Arlie's in fourth.
I'm in fifth or eighth or tenth or twelfth, somewhere down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting there.
You got the points?
I'm getting there. Hold on.
Has Dan Fitzgerald been racing at all down there?
No. Steve is in first. Mike Lane is in second.
And this is the Bomber
division. Yes, the Bomber division. Arlie's in fourth. Ken Harrington.
Who's in third? You skipped it. It's like McCarran Airport. It's Terminal 1 and Terminal 3.
They missed two.
I tell everybody they ask me, where is Frontier Airlines? Terminal 2. That's all. I tell everybody they're all at Terminal 2. If you can't read the signs going there, you've got a problem.
Damn, I think I got a problem. I hate going to the airport.
So back to where I was. We're at fourth with Arlie Daniels.
Who's in third? What's on second?
Ooh. I'm in third.
You're in third.
Yes. And
just couldn't let Arlie beat you one race.
Mike Lane is, I'm sorry. Steve has it locked up. Mike Lane is 203 behind him.
Oh, 203 points.
Yes, behind him. So there's nobody catching Steve.
Wow.
He don't even have to
show up.
Yeah, he didn't even have to show up for the last eight races.
Evidently. Was it 40 points a race?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay. And he's 203?
Yes.
Yeah, he could have skipped four races.
And then
Kensington?
Harrington.
Harrington, I was close. It was at Ington somewhere.
Yep. Is in fifth.
Very good.
Did you get your door fixed?
No, I didn't. Arlie hasn't been over here.
Arlie did that to you.
You can't fully blame Arlie.
See what happens when you don't let him win one?
Yeah.
He should have hit you harder.
You don't have to win them all, Gary. Especially a heat race.
I don't have to win them all, but when they're in my way, I have to figure out how to get around them.
Yeah.
And
And
he
That's
was in my way.
He was in your way.
Yes, he was.
He was
putting mud on the grill of my car.
And we can't have that.
No, can't have that.
No.
How are the other point standings in the other division? Superstocks?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Modifieds? Where are we at?
Go to Superstocks.
Superstocks is Alex Williams, followed by Matthew Belcher.
Let's give a rundown with all the divisions there. You have the almighty mouse in your hand.
Oh, here. In the mini stocks. We'll go to the mini stocks.
Okay. Let's go to the mini stocks.
Gerald Lane, which is the niece of Mike Lane.
Mike Lane. Jerry Lane.
They
call it Jerry, right?
J-A-N-E-L-L. Janelle. Janelle
okay, I
see Lane.
Corrected.
Is in first, and she's got it locked up.
Oh.
Okay. Alex Murphy and his brother Tyler Murphy is in second and third.
They're tied.
No. Alex Murphy is 108 points behind.
Wow. Yeah.
So she's got it locked up.
She could have skipped four races.
And she hasn't been there in the last three.
Okay.
Two races. And then Terry Heiser's in fourth.
Really?
Yes.
The Black Widow herself.
Yes.
The good old number 44.
Yes. 44.
How do you like that?
And then Brady Glad is in fifth.
Okay. Very good.
He was he ran a sport mod at the Duel in the Desert.
I do believe he has moved to sport mods in, and if you must know, in many stocks, I stand, me, myself, stands 24th.
Okay.
With one race?
Yes, with one race.
We can't say that he's third in points in bombers, but he's proud to say he's 24th in the mini stocks.
He was very proud about that. I don't know why, but
no, because
was...
you wanted me to say who it was. Anyways, Superstocks, as we've just talked about, Alex Williams is leading. Matt Belcher is 19 points behind him. Then you got Rafael Flores, right?
Mm-hmm. The 21.
Dell Daffin is fourth. And then Aaron Keller is fifth.
Dale Daffin, that blue number 49 Camaro.
Yes, and you haven't
God
seen
bless
it this
Dale.
Year.
No, I haven't.
He's got a street Camaro back body on it. Mm-hmm. Kind of kind of like Phil Goodwin's Camaro
right.
he had.
He reskinned it?
Yeah, it's a whole back half of it's a Camaro. I mean, I know the car was a Camaro already,
right.
but it just looks...
Older
totally different.
Totally
yeah.
different, really.
Yeah, you can tell.
God knows how long he ran that other one.
yeah.
Jesus. He's blue again?
Yes.
Yep.
The blue 44. Yeah,
you run that down in Mojave, too. He'd like to jump over to Mojave when they're racing.
And then the sports mods down in Pahrump is Michael Schubert. Schubert is leading in the sports mods. Then you got Brady Glad in the second place in the sports mods. Then you got Matthew Belcher, third.
Huh?
So he's getting around in those cars,
yeah.
huh?
The sports mods, yep.
Yeah.
What about the coupes?
Let me get to the coupes here. Coupes. Scott Brady. Is leading the coupes.
That's the 89, isn't it?
No,
55.
No. 55.
55.
Okay.
It's the red Got Racing 55 car.
Okay.
And then Alan Loki.
That's the 89.
He's the 89, the purple one.
Right.
He is 10 points behind.
Oh, that's still up for grabs.
Yes, it is.
It depends on how many show up this weekend.
Yep. And then you got Anthony Broadhead in third.
Okay.
And then Jerry Patrick in fourth.
Really?
Yep.
How far out is she?
Oh, 400.
Didn't her daughter run with her? Didn't what about Susan? When is
she's not listed in the coupe, so she must have.
No, she's not.
So she must have not.
She never got a motor. She had blown a motor last year. I remember.
It's good to see Chris Hansen back out there running around in the coupes now. He bought Mark Dobbs' old car.
Yes.
Oh, really? He
yes.
did?
It is now the 37X. Oh.
Yes.
Well, they have two now because he also has the 27, which I Mark Dobbs ended up running it last race when they were down there.
Yes.
So they're both running down there? Or
no,
Mark Dobbs stepped out.
Yeah. Chris put a new motor in the car.
Right.
A brand new motor, and Mark Dobb was
shaking it down.
Yes.
Well, I know something happened because he only finished like one lap in the heat race and pulled off, and they loaded it straight on the trailer. So maybe something just wasn't right.
Because the husband and wife, the Hansons, ran down there together, and then they moved back to Minnesota.
D is in Minnesota, and
Chris is back here.
Yeah.
And I know they cut one of their coupes up after D had won the championship.
Yes.
Okay, in 2014, if I'm not mistaken.
Wasn't that a 27 car?
Yeah.
Yes,
that was
correct. Yeah. And they cut one of them up. They had blown the motor. It got wrecked, the front end, and they cut one of them up and built a hot rod.
Yeah.
A street rod out of that body and car. So he did come back and... He's back out there in the 37, which was Mark Dobb. Mark Dobb walked away. I'm surprised he got in the coupe. I guess, I don't know, maybe is D, the word out? Is D coming back? Chris getting another car, two cars, so they can race again out there? Or
that
what's
I don't
the word?
I don't know
at all.
Because D could wheel a coupe. There's no doubt about it. D definitely could wheel a coupe.
When I first started coming race the Bombers, she was racing the Bombers against us.
Yeah.
The first time I ever came down to Prump. In that pink and white number 27. Or was it 27? 27,
yes.
Right?
27.
Yeah. White.
Yeah. She was in and out. She was doing both. She was running coupe, and they decided what the hell that looked like fun and come join the Bombers. So I'd love to see D get back out there. I know Chris can wheel the car. He's one hell of a fabricator and engineer.
A painter
that's
as well.
For sure. Yeah, and a painter. But love to see D come back. Okay.
That's Perup.
That's Perup. We did the mods. What about the kids? They list the kids at all?
No, they don't.
Haven't been running the last couple weeks.
No, but they don't list the kids. But they are coming back this weekend. They
finish up.
Every class is running this weekend.
Every class is running.
Does it mention the dwarf cars?
I
know Derek Rossi has been, I guess he's won the last two races.
Sean
out there.
Moore is leading the points.
Yeah, that's that 66.
96.
That's the number 96?
They have him listed as 96. And then that Derek Rossi you just talked about is 110 points behind him. And then Dustin
Lawton.
Yep. Is third. And Mark Morin.
That's what number?
17M.
Oh, yeah, that was the 17. Okay, he was out there last race.
And then Jeremiah Tatum
is
fifth.
It's actually Jeremiah Tatum's another one. He's actually deaf, and he goes and races with us, and he knows all the sign language and everything, and he can wheel a car pretty well. So.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy to race against. I had a couple of races against him, and he can definitely wheel a car, you know.
What about the hobbies? I got a hobby stock division down there.
Dead air.
I don't see him listed. Hold on.
Well, I
asked
you, Justin, you run both. Here's a question for Mr. Justin here. That's with us tonight.
I'm the hobbies.
You found the hobbies. So much for your question, Jeff.
Mike, we can delay the question.
Sit back.
Jared Ward is first in the 28 car. Terry Simpkins is second in the 52 car. Jabez Broadhead.
Roscoe.
Yeah.
That's the 61, right?
66. And then Anthony Broadhead in the 11 is fourth. And Kenny Harrington in the 93K is fifth. And to answer your question, in sixth is Chad Broadhead in the 61 car.
But that wasn't who ran the. Okay.
Hey, it's Blount, man. Come on.
Okay. Hopefully the last race, the 61 was something else.
It's a Broadhead. just go with that. There's three of them down there. Okay.
Like
sometimes
five
four, sometimes five. Okay. It's a Broadhead.
Oh.
That's all. And the Broadheads own that number, and that's all there is to it.
That's
61.
Right. 61 and 66 and 11. They got them numbers locked up.
Did they sell their coupe? The 11 coupe? It was the gravedigger looking thing?
Yes, they did.
They sold the coupe. They sell Cheyennes?
Anthony had one, and Cheyenne
had one, his wife.
I believe Anthony, I'm sorry, I believe Cheyenne is 19, and the 11 car belongs to Anthony, and I do believe that's the car that got sold.
To? No.
I see it out there, but I don't know. I don't.
What happened to what's his name?
He's long gone. That guy's long gone.
77.
You're talking about Jim Rollio.
Yes. He must have had about, I don't know, 50 grand in that car. We watched that car being built at Jesse J's shop.
Yes, we did.
From ground up.
Yep.
Okay. And that was over a 2-year period. All right. Whatever happened
don't know.
To Raleo?
He's on the list, but he hasn't been out there many times. And I do believe the last time that car was out there, Justin Berger drove it, which is the son to Donnie Berger, as lots of people know.
I often wondered. I mean, Donnie was not Donnie.
Jim?
Raleo. I mean, you want to talk about no spare.
I thought I was going to go a completely different way.
Okay.
This is a clean family show.
he put thousands
and then more
into that car and then more. And I mean, last time I was down there, he couldn't finish a race, you know, and he had thousands in that car from bottom up.
Yes, he did. And I do believe that car is setting.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll get an itch again and start dumping more money
to get it up to date.
He can dump some in mine. I mean, if he really wants to waste some money.
What's yours?
And he does have a bomber car, too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What car he's got? Wait a second. He's got the 007.
Yes, he does.
Doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That hasn't seen the track since...
Anthony Finley drove it. Actually, I think Raleo drove it one time at the Boring. Maybe.
And said, my coupe's going to sit and I'm going to go spend thousands on this one.
I haven't seen it run on dirt. I think the last time that 007 ran was 09. I don't know. I think.
No, because it ran, Finley maybe drove it one or twice since I started racing, and I started racing in 09. And then somebody brought.
At the Bullring. It wasn't run down in Pahrump.
No, then somebody. Somebody had drove it in Vegas like 3 years ago. It came out for one race.
That was Raleo.
I think it broke in a heat race or something like that because they didn't make the main event in that car.
I haven't seen that car on the track. I haven't. Thinking 09, but if it came out in 11 or 12.
You're talking about the purple and silver with the flame.
Yes.
A really good looking Monte Carlo.
Yes.
All right.
With the boat motor in it.
And November 18th, 3 p.m. All classes are running at Pahrump.
Okay. There we have it.
Along with those mini dwarf carts or dwarf carts. You were talking about for the kids,
The kids. They got three divisions of those, don't they?
Yes, they do.
The kiddies, the juniors, and the seniors now.
Yeah, something along them lines.
It's just demolition derby.
Bunch of carts on the infield.
They
run in
start
a 1-8. Yep. They got to learn.
Yep.
Just like you.
They got to start somewhere.
We're still trying to figure out where you're starting.
On to your next question.
He hasn't.
I want to hear this question now.
Oh, he's curious about my question. Really? Now you're curious.
I was curious the whole time.
Oh, okay.
It was going somewhere.
Oh, you got anything else, Gary?
No.
I don't know. Maybe
the Buffalo Sabres suck. They just lost again. They were winning, too.
I don't know. I don't think we asked you this question. You had disappeared on us for several months. You weren't just dropping in the door. You've raced bombers and you raced dwarfs. Which did you enjoy more?
I will be honest. Driving the dwarf cars are a completely different world. Okay. I would, like I told Gary the last race, we went down and watched the dwarf car race, and I would give up my bomber to go dwarf car racing again if there was a big class. If there was another 13 to 14 cars out there, that's when it's fun. But and they're fast, and those guys really, there's not very many wrecks. You don't see them in the dwarf cars very often. They respect each other, and
that was trying to say.
I was gonna say, what are you saying?
We got guys that drive the 92 car, the 78, the 00. Come on, really? Like the 66, the 44, the 33. I mean,
whoa! Slow down on those numbers. The 42?
I said the 42. But
yo,
we got guys like that in the Bombers, and it's not very much fun fixing your car every week, but the Dwarf car, I love
hey,
the Bombers.
Hey,
I'm going to continue on with this.
Hey, no,
again, this show went in a different direction.
Just
quick.
Okay. I have never wrecked out in the past 3 years at the Bullring.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you corrected that one.
I have never wrecked out. Okay. I don't think you can say that. Okay. So you can drop the 33 from your list of.
I've seen you backwards a couple times.
I've been dumped. Okay.
You want to say by who?
I've never been wrecked out. So you just take 33 off your list of rant and rave. That's all. You bought a new car?
Yeah.
I mean, when did you get that?
I have Bob Rinda's old car, the 21R.
Bob Rinda?
Rinda.
The white car, number 21?
21R.
When did you get that? When did you steal that from him? Who bought you that car?
The middle of last year I got that car.
The middle of last year?
Yeah.
Middle of last year?
You going to pay some sponsorship? I mean,
what?
To
endanger all those other races out there? What, are you kidding me?
Does Pacific Senior Living need a race car driver?
They got one.
They got one.
He retired.
So, So where are you at with it?
It's mostly all together.
What'd you buy? A roller or?
It came with everything except for motor, trans, and a seat.
So it was a roller.
Yeah, and I have the motor, I have the trans, I have the seat.
All in?
Yes, it's all in.
And?
It
since the middle of last year.
Yeah, it's just money. You know, just gotta. I'm being an adult for
Does
a little
it
bit.
Start?
Not yet. I haven't even. I haven't hooked up.
Wait. Go back. What did you
say?
Okay. Like I said, it is in. It is sitting in the car.
No.
Right now.
You want to talk about taking a different turn. Quote, I've been being an adult.
Shut up, really.
Yeah, you heard it too.
I have to stop this show for a second. Oh, man.
What is my mom mad about now? She's giving me frowny faces. And
I'm well, like giving her precious little son a hard time.
Do you plan on... You plan on running the Bullring or dirt with it, or you plan on finishing it within the next 10 years? Or
I personally... If Gary stays at Pahrump, I plan on running there full time. It came to a point where there wasn't a race in Pahrump and there was one in Vegas. I would probably go race Vegas because.
Well, again, now that you said that, they're going to put on top of each other's schedule.
Hopefully they can separate something and 1 week I can go race Vegas. But right now I plan on running Pahrump because I can be competitive without dumping more and more and more and more and more money in.
So when you go racing, that means you're not going to be an adult or you're not adulting?
I got to worry about bills first and then I can go racing.
You actually have bills you pay yourself now.
Does Gary's trailer and repairing hitches need a, you know...
A repairing
need
hitch
a,
guy? No. Pacifica don't need a race car driver either.
Look at him, Mr. Nunn. This show was crashed and burned today.
I want to go dirt racing with Gary. You can reach me at my GoFundMe page.
help me adult while I pay bills and go race.
Trying to be an adult.
I'm adulting.
Why do you two always have to give me a hard time?
Because you open that door wide.
Because it's easy.
And we step in it.
Well, let's get to our sponsors here. I want to thank Steve at Nevada Pick Apart. Two locations, one in Henderson, one in North Las Vegas, Lamb and 215, and down here on Boulder and Atoll. Athol,
yeah,
right?
Athol.
Boulder and Athol. Down there by, what is that? The skyline?
Yes,
that?
Right behind
the skyline.
Yep.
I want to thank Anthony at Campout. He's down here on Boulder Highway and Mojave, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No. Yes. Fremont and Mojave.
No, that's Reliable.
No.
That's Best Muffler.
No,
Anthony's. Anthony, see, you got sponsors that are too damn close to each other.
Anthony is where Boulder turns into Fremont a little further down, like west.
He's on Boulder.
Boulder and Mojave. No.
Fremont and Mojave.
Fremont and Mojave is Anthony at Campout.
Okay. Very good. Best Muffler, Danny, is
on 21st and Fremont.
21st and Fremont.
A little more west.
Okay.
He's on the other side of Charleston.
Okay. If you need anything,
just take a trip down Fremont.
You need utility trailers.
Uh-oh. Wait, Posh we're going
trailers.
Somewhere else. Hold on.
We're
going backwards.
We were talking about
Campout.
No, you
but
did
we
talk
were
about
talking
muffler.
About West Muffler.
Okay.
On 21st and
if
Fremont.
You need custom muffler work
okay.
done, catalytic converters, he prepares our custom mufflers for the race car. That's Daniel down there. He's on Fremont and 2nd.
21st.
I was close.
Fremont. You had the 20. Two right.
Yep. See, I got. Hey, I got 50% credit from Gary.
He made
crash
that.
And burn. That's all there is to it. Best Muffler, go see Daniel. He'll hook you up with your exhaust system. One owner, mom, pop store. He'll take care of you. Mike at Reliable Banner, just not banners, sign, supply, and printing. He does it all. Graphic artist, professional graphic artist on site. You need letterhead, envelopes, business cards, any type of printing at all. Go check out. RBPrints.com. That's RBPrints.com. That's Reliable Banner. Mike at Reliable Banner. Roadrunner Engine Parts. Ken Watson building the car, building the motor. What has he got? Like 100 years experience in the motor industry. That's Roadrunner Engine Parts.
So as long as JJ's been alive, Ken Watson's been working on motors.
He was Thanks, waiting buddy. For that.
Yeah. Pickart Radiator. Phil and Jim at Pickart Radiator. Now's the time to see him. He needs radiator flush. Did you turn your heater on and have a funny smell come in the cab of your car? You have a problem.
They also do radiators?
Yes, they do radiators and radiators. They do both kinds.
And air conditioning.
Yes, and also air conditioning. So if... you're having a cool problem keeping your car cool at you watch that temperature gauge going up. Go see Phil and Jim at Pickart Radiator. They're diagonally from Skyline Casino over there. That's Nevada Pick Apart Campout, Reliable Banner, Pickart Radiator, Best Muffler, Roadrunner Engine Parts, and our one and only Rob Street at Duo Street Publishing. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this Tuesday. Thank you very much, Justin, for coming in and blowing up the show. We appreciate it.
You cannot blame this on me at any point. There was three of us here tonight.
Check out the Bull Ring this weekend. Go to Pahrump. Also, if you want dirt, head over the hill. I want to thank very much. Hopefully, we'll get Mike back in studio shortly and everything is okay with them. Tune in next Tuesday, 6 o'clock. I want to thank Carrie behind the engineer board. To everybody out there, tune in next Tuesday. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Mark Ellison
and Dane Alderman.
That's right. Yep. The world famous Dane Alderman
yep.
and our superhero, Mark Ellison.
That's right.
All right.
Have a nice night. Thanks for listening.